45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief program starring Eddie Cantor. When you drive into a Texaco dealer station for gasoline, you're only there a few minutes at the very most. But how dealers crowd a lot of hospitality and service into that brief stop. They are hosts of the highway, courteous and thoughtful, alert to make your driving pleasanter, safer for you. An example in point is the efficient way they service your car. Texaco Circle Service is one of the most highly praised service methods available anywhere. Every day, motorists report that they get pleasanter and safer driving because their cars have been circle serviced. Each time you stop for Fire Chief gas, a Texaco dealer quickly, competently checks your car. He cleans the windshield, rear window, stoplight, and headlight lenses, sees if your tires are properly inflated, checks the radiator and oil. Thus, Texaco dealers add to your comfort, convenience, and safety. Courteous and efficient circle service costs you nothing. So next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now, here is Eddie Cantor.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Eddie, where's the script for tonight's program?
We haven't any.
What?
I couldn't get out of the program. My hotel's been jammed with autograph hounds, and my fraternity brothers came up.
Wait a minute. What fraternity?
What fraternity? From my college days, my Greek fraternity. Oi, Benicha Schlepper. Of course. Well,
I don't recognize it.
Well, it's real Greek. I'll explain. You see, urban means country, icha means boy, and schlepper means to make good. Oi, Benicha Schlepper. Country boy makes good.
You think I could be a schlepper boy?
No, you're too old, but you can be a schlepper man. Hello, stranger.
I'm surprised, Eddie, allowing your fraternity brother to interfere with your getting out of program.
Oh, not only that, but the invitations to go here and there. Since I arrived in New York, Friday night I went to Benny Goodman's opening at the Pennsylvania Hotel.
Pennsylvania.
Jimmy, did you ever see a dance floor full of those young people doing the new dances, the Big Apple and all that stuff? It's terrific. The fella keeps throwing the girl over his head and catching her. Throwing her up and catching her.
And when is the dance over?
When he misses.
When he misses. Do they really toss their partners around?
Toss them? Yeah. When the place closes up, they sometimes find four or five girls up in the balcony where they were tossed and forgotten. And those youngsters are wonderful dancers, Jimmy, but how they carry on.
Oh, I'd like to try those new dances, but how do you start?
Well, first you must have coat and pants that don't match. And then, Jimmy, you must have endless endurance. You know, it isn't a dance that lasts a minute or two.
No?
Those boys and girls dance till they fall exhausted.
And what happens then?
They go out, get a blood transfusion, and come right back again. Well, sir, at first I just sat there and laughed at them, but finally it got me. I went on the floor, I did the shag and the Susie Q. How I gave out. Oh, how I gave out.
You enjoyed yourself.
I was having the time of my life till a girl hollered at me, "Keep going, Grandpa." Grandpa. Imagine Grandpa with all my pep, Jimmy.
Well, I'm sorry I wasn't there. I missed a lot of fun.
You did. Renard was there paying his respects to Benny Goodman. And when Jack crossed the dance floor, the head waiter tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Sorry, we don't allow two men dancing together." Something that Goodman has a great band.
Listen, will you forget Goodman and get yourself a program?
Oh. Hello, Jimmy. Hello, Monsieur Cantor.
Hello, Fifi. Fifi, tell me, you still sightseeing here in New York?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, I went up to the Bronco Zoo yesterday with Jacques Renard.
The Bronco Zoo?
Yes.
The Bronx Zoo. Tell me, did you feed the animals?
Well, we tried. We buy some bacon, but the animals, they would not take it.
Bacon? In the Bronx Zoo, you try to give it? You should give them some Metzer Beurre. Some Metzer Beurre. Okay, Hector Le Beurre, yeah. Look at Fifi, tell me, did you visit the Empire State Building like I told you?
Ah, oui. I went way, way up to the top where they told me to look and see the five burrows.
Yeah, well, did you see them?
No. From such a high place, how can you see five little donkeys?
Burrow. Oh, what's the use with these fire? It was pretty cold on top of the building, wasn't it, huh?
Yes. It is much too cold for me here in New York.
Yeah.
And I have only a thin cloth coat. It is so hard for me to keep warm. Monsieur Cantor, you would not want Fifi to catch cold?
No, Fifi. I want all my players to be comfortable, nice and warm. A cloth coat is not enough for you.
Oh, monsieur.
I'm going to fix that. In fact, I was taking home something to Mrs. Cantor, but she has so many.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Here, Fifi, here is a lovely suit of red flannel underwear.
Well, Eddie, as long as you're in a good mood, let's get going on the program.
Okay, Jimmy, I'll tell you what we do. All to start the program, here is Gloria Swanson's telephone number.
Yeah.
Call her up. Call her up, mention my name, and ask her to come down as quickly as possible.
Oh, I'll go up to her house and bring her.
No, don't go up, no. Jimmy Wallington, husband of Betty Jane Wallington, father of Barbara Jane Wallington, I ask you to phone.
Okay, but in the meanwhile...
Leave it to Cantor. Ladies and gentlemen, how would you like to have a song from Nelson Eddy? Well, whether you want it or not, you're going to get a load of Eddie Cantor singing Mama, That Moon Is Here Again.
Mama, oh mama, that moon is here again. That girl is near again, and boy, what a girl. Mama, oh mama, I'm counting up to ten. I always do that when my brain starts to whirl. One, two, three, four.
Take a number from one to ten.
I can't go on. My heart is gone. Oh, mama, mama, dear mama, I'm glad I took the key. Please don't wait up for me. That moon's here again. Ah, the sky is clear again. Ah, that moon is here again. His eyes are droopy. Looks like he might be making whoopee. That moon stayed out all night. Oh,
mama, oh, mama.
That moon has got to go. Just reach for his chapeau. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta say cheerio. Says he's really in a hurry, and I know it's so. Cause he's got himself a job on the radio. Where he comes across the mountain on the Kate Smith Show. Oh, mama, mammy, mama, Ruby. Mrs. Moon is waiting above, waiting for her share of love. So turn the lights low, let the moon glow. Whoa, ho, ho, gonna let myself go. Gonna make hey, hey while the moon shines low. That moon is here again.
Eddie.
Yeah, yes, Eddie. Jimmy, yes.
It's okay.
Is it okay?
It's okay.
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present one of the most glorious, glamorous stars of all time, Miss Gloria Swanson.
Thank you, Eddie. You know, I think that word glamour is a little overdone.
No, Gloria. On the contrary, where you're concerned, it's underdone.
It's nice of you to say so.
You know, you've always been my favorite movie star.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, beside your dramatic ability, you have a wonderful singing voice, too.
Thanks again.
And I've always said you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen on the screen.
Nice of you to say these things. But when are you going to stop?
I'll quit pitching just as soon as I start catching. Come on, now you give a little. Go ahead, go on.
But what can I say about you?
Just read what's on the script.
All right. Oh, Eddie, you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Gloria, I understand you've had a lot of offers to appear on the radio. Rudy Valley, Kate Smith. How is it you decided to come here?
Well, I thought I'd go to the program that needed me most.
Well, I asked for it and I got it. Tell me, have you been listening to our broadcast?
I've never missed one, Eddie.
Gee, that's swell of you.
Really, I never leave the house on Sunday night at 7.
Well, wait a minute. That's Jack Benny's program you've been listening to.
Oh, and I thought you were improving.
I got it again in the same place. Gloria Swanson. Gloria Swanson. That's an odd name. Where did you get it?
Oh, it's a family name. Where'd you get the name of Cantor?
Oh, that's a family name, too, only I can't remember the family I got it from.
Digressing for a moment. Why did you invite me to appear on your program?
Well, you know, Gloria, seeing you in Macy's department store the other day with all those people flocking around you asking for your autograph made me certain they would flock to see your next picture or tune in when you broadcast. As far as I'm concerned, you are still box office.
But what were you doing in the department store?
Well, I went there to buy a suit. Macy's has some fine things in that basement.
But what were you doing in Macy's basement?
I can't tell you now. Maybe later. Look, tell me one thing. How do you manage to keep such a beautiful complexion?
Well, every morning I go horseback riding. Then I play a few sets of tennis, a round of golf, and then I go to the drugstore and buy my complexion.
I see. That's where you get your beautiful complexion, huh?
But you, Eddie, you look awfully well. Color in your cheeks, big eyes, so bright, well-fed. Don't tell me that comes from drugstores.
No, to be frank with you, that comes from gas stations. But even without makeup, you are so beautiful. I'm sorry for your sake we haven't television.
I'm glad for your sake.
Yeah. Again, I got it. Look, what am I here, Buddy Bear tonight? Gloria, in addition to everything else, you're supposed to be one of the best-dressed women in the world. It must cost you a lot of money.
Frankly, a woman can be very well-dressed without a great deal of expense.
Would you please tell that to Ida? That's what I've been trying to tell her.
I don't know whether you'll realize it or not, but Mrs. Cantor dresses beautifully. At the Toscanini concert the other night, her ermine wrap created a lot of talk.
A lot of talk is right. I talked on the radio for 13 weeks to get that.
Well, she deserves everything you give her. After all, she gave you 5 daughters. She raised them, took care of them, washed them.
Wait a minute. Remember, I was no innocent bystander. Remember, I select the schools for my kids. I pick out their clothes. And Gloria, look, I don't mind buying Ida clothes, but those crazy styles.
Yes, Eddie, women's clothes do change. Now, for instance, women wear shoes with a toe showing.
Yeah, I know, and you should see the show of the... The boss can make one mistake. All right. Let's do it over again. And you should see the shoes of the husbands paying for them. Their toes are... It would be better if I let it go, don't you think? And the hats that the women are wearing. Gloria, believe it or not, on Fifth Avenue yesterday, I saw a woman with a buckwheat cake on her head.
Oh, no, that was a gray flat straw.
No, straw hats don't have maple syrup dripping from them, no.
Those hats are very popular.
They are popular. They're selling like hotcake. I made up a joke. I made up a joke, Gloria.
That's what you think.
Yep. Wait a minute. Let's forget clothes and all that. You know, Gloria, this is strictly entre nous. The mad Russian on our program is crazy about you.
Really?
Yeah. Ever since he heard you'd be here, he's been shaving 4 and 5 times a day. He's had his nails manicured so much his fingers are down to the first knuckle. And look, will you do me a favor? When he comes in, make a fuss over him, will you?
Well, I'll try.
Out of my way! Out of my way!
The mad Russian!
How do you do?
You're becoming hysterical.
Well, I can't help it. Look at the awful dress suit he's wearing.
Now you know what I was doing in Macy's basement. Russian, I want you to meet Miss Gloria Swanson.
This is overwhelming to a degree beyond human conception. Meeting you is the culmination of a lifelong dream. My, oh my, did I say that?
Did he say that?
You certainly did.
Russian, how come you're speaking such good English now?
At last I'm talking to someone who understands.
Wait a minute. You know, Miss Swanson is looking for a leading man for her new picture.
Such a charming lady deserves the best.
But it's so difficult for me to find a leading man with warmth. I need someone with a spark. Someone with fire.
Do you want them to act or sizzle?
Miss Swanson likes you, Russian, and might consider you for the part.
You mean that?
Yes. My dear little Russian, would you believe that I like you?
Yes.
And would you believe that I love you?
Yes.
And would you believe that I'm crazy about you?
Yes, yes.
My, oh, my, you'll believe anything, won't you?
Yes. She's stealing my stuff.
Leave her alone, will you? Would you like to be her leading man in pictures?
What's the difference to you? It's all the same to me.
What's that, double talk? What's that?
I'll take it.
All right.
Will you come to Hollywood? We could start shooting almost any day.
Let's make the picture in Russia. There they shoot every day.
Ah, then it's settled. You'll make the picture with Miss Swanson.
Mr. Roshan, I've heard a lot about your acting ability.
Oh, really?
Yes, but I'll go through with it anyway.
Listen, Swan.
Swan, wait. Swan? The lady's name is Swan's son. There's a son, son. That shouldn't be hard to get.
Look who's talking.
Tell me, Mr. Roshan.
What?
Have you any reputation as a great lover?
Have I ever any reputation as a great lover, eh? Listen, do you know Garbo?
Yes.
Do you know Mornoloy?
Certainly.
Do you know Carol Lombard?
Of course.
How's about introducing me?
You fool.
Dear me, what a strange man.
He's a madman. Russian, you're no actor.
I'll prove to you I am. Let her begin a love scene, and you watch me.
All right, go ahead, Gloria. Just say anything romantic. You know,
okay.
Ham it up, ham it up.
My dearest one, you do not take me seriously. Oh, beloved, I can see us together in Venice. The gondolas, the moonlight, your eyes shining like stars, the moonbeams glistening through your hair, the caress of your lips, the warmth of your embrace. Ah, you are heavenly.
I got to have more money.
Speaking the language of love. Can't you talk love?
No, when it comes to love, I don't talk.
That's wonderful. You remind me of Romeo, Don Juan, and Casanova.
That's me, a triple decker.
A triple? Is that romantic? Why don't you say something charming?
Charming?
Yes.
Gloria, you are lovely. You are the most beautiful woman on the screen.
I think you, too, are wonderful. Yes. Divine. The man of my dreams.
Eddie came for a dozen minutes.
Of course I do.
I am the man of our dreams.
Sure, she's having a nightmare.
Yes.
Eddie, you're no cup of Ovaltine yourself.
Why do I go to Macy's when I have an account at Gimbel's?
Stop interrupting. A great lover, when he's working.
You, a great lover. I'm hysterical.
I'll show you. Come here, Swanee.
Oh.
You're wonderful. You're glorious. You're terrific.
What's that? What are you doing?
It's the animal in me.
Get him. Show him how a real lover should act toward his sweetheart.
Now, put your arms around me, but tenderly. Oh.
What are you doing? No, no, no. Remember, you're not grabbing a bowl of borscht. She's a dainty dish.
Ah, sour cream.
No! No, that's not it.
Eddie Kemper, how's about let me try it again?
Okay, now give him the cue, Glory. Go ahead.
Ah, my sweetheart, I want to whisper something in your ear. Come closer. Closer?
Closer? You could whisper into his ear if you were in Newark.
Seriously, Eddie, he's very difficult to work
with. Oh, I'll show him how. Watch me rush it now, Gloria. Hold me close and pretend to kiss me like this. Oh, darling, life is empty without you. You are my only one. Hey, Russian, why do you keep walking up and down like that?
I am picketing. You're taking another man's job.
Oh, get out. Now, Gloria, I want you to meet another member of our radio family, Deanna Durbin.
I've always wanted to meet you, ever since I first heard you sing.
Thank you, Miss Swanson. Uncle Eddie has told me a great deal about you.
Gloria, as a tribute to you tonight, Deanna is going to sing the song you made famous in The Trespasser, Love, Your Magic Spell is Everywhere.
was a lovely interpretation of a beautiful song, wasn't it, Gloria?
I never heard it sung better. Deanna, I was your age when I started my journey along the highway they call a career. I'm glad your trip is beginning in a day when the roads to fame are in such good condition. Don't speed, Diana. And if you're going to enjoy the nice, smooth road, you mustn't grumble when the going gets a bit bumpy. And as you're traveling along, pay heed to the hitchhikers. You can help them with a lift. Your Uncle Eddie can tell you all about that. So good luck, Deanna, and may your journey be a pleasant and a long one.
Thank you, Miss Swanson. I think I know what you mean.
And may I thank you? May I kiss you?
Thank you, Gloria Swanson, for your good fellowship and your sound philosophy to my sixth daughter. Now, Jimmy.
What, Eddie?
What, Eddie? As if you didn't know. Go on, do the
Your stuff. Car uses up more gasoline in cold weather.
As if he didn't know.
Do you know why? When you use the choke, it shoots a stream of gasoline into the cylinders, often three times as much as is needed. The more you choke, the more you waste. Yet you don't have to waste gasoline needlessly. Switch to Quicker Starting Fire Chief and save money. Remember, quick starts really start in the carburetor, where less than a cupful of chilled gasoline must spin your engine into action. And in the carburetor is where Fire Chief proves its superior starting qualities. Because even in coldest weather, Fire Chief vaporizes and takes the spark instantly, delivers full power. Try Fire Chief. Use it for a week or 10 days. Check it for starting. Notice your mileage. You'll find you get better mileage, greater economy. And best of all, Fire Chief sells everywhere at no extra price. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy, look, yes? We started with no program at all, and we're finishing up nicely. I think the people have enjoyed what we've done so far.
Eddie, look at the clock over there. We've got 3 minutes to go yet. What happens now?
I'm introducing the man who wrote the biggest song hit of the season, Mr. Sholem Secunda, the composer of By Mere Bister Shame. Here he is. Mr. Secunda, it must be nice to have your song played around so much and to be called an outstanding composer.
By Mere Bister Shame is being played around so much, they're not calling me an outstanding composer.
No?
You should hear what people are calling me.
Tell me, and I'm sure we're all curious to know, who was the first person to sing that epidemic of yours?
Well, Eddie, in 1932, a man brought his little 4-year-old son to me. I fell in love with the child, thought he had a great talent, and taught him to sing By Mere Bister Shame.
Well, tell me, who was the boy?
Believe it or not, it was your own Bobby Breen.
Bobby, yes! Why, Bobby, you rascal, you never told me.
Well, Daddy, I take after you. I'm modest.
Yeah, I'll fix you later. I'll fix you later, but in the meanwhile, I'm going to ask Mr. Secunda to conduct while you sing his song, Just As He Taught It to You.
Ah. Chinese and Tebunaba. Each language only helps to tell me how great you are.
My pride to shame, my beard is to shame. It means you're the
why me?
Nice singing, Bobby. Even before the song was written, I've always said, by mere Mr. Shea.
Oh.
And now, before signing off, a message to all motorists. When you're out driving, think of the children. Don't kill off the citizens of tomorrow with the carelessness of today.
This week is National Used Car Week. Throughout the country, authorized automobile dealers are offering you bargains in used cars. All makes, all models at rock-bottom prices. Buy now. You'll get a real bargain, but more important, by trading in your present used car for a better one, you increase safety on the highway and help return prosperity by putting men back to work in the automotive industry. Tune in again next Wednesday for another Fire Chief broadcast starring Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
All models at rock-bottom prices. Buy now. You'll get a real bargain, but more important, by trading in your present used car for a better one, you increase safety on the highway and help return prosperity by putting men back to work in the automotive industry. James Wallington speaking from New York City. Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.